Hey guys, welcome to Desi Crime Stories. I'm your host and today we are going to talk about Natul Lal. He was an Indian fraudster known for his high profile crimes and prison escapes, including having supposedly repeatedly sold the Taj Mahal, Red Fort and Rashtrapati Bhavan and even the Parliament House of India. Let's talk about early life of Natul Lal. Natul Lal was born as Mithilesh Kumar Srivastav in the Bangra village in Siwan district of Bihar. He was older of the two brothers. His father was a station master. Natul Lal first discovered his ability to forge after a neighbor sent him to deposit his bank drafts. Realizing he could easily forge his neighbor's signature, he managed to withdraw 1,000 rupees from neighbor's account before he noticed. Fleeing to Calcutta, Natul Lal enrolled as a student for Bachelor's of Commerce while working as a casual stockbroker. He also tried to set up cloth business but failed. His house in Bangra is said to have been demolished by the British, though the land still belongs to his family. From the person Mithilesh Kumar to become Natul Lal, there are two stories of this origin. According to the first story, Mithilesh was the eldest son of the wealthy landowner Raghunath Prasad. Mithilesh was an average student in studies. Instead of studies, he was more interested in football and chess. It is said that his father beat him a lot after he failed in his matriculation exam, after which he fled to Calcutta. At that time, he had only 5 rupees in his pocket. He used to study under an electric pole in Calcutta. Later, a man named Sage Shri Keshav Ramji hired him to teach his son. Mithilesh asked Sage Ji to lend him some money for graduation, which Sage Ji sadly refused. Mithilesh was so irritated by Sage Ji's refusal that he took 4.5 lakh rupees in the name of buying cotton and bales from in the name of Sage Ji. But the second story says that once he was sent by his neighbor Sahai to deposit a bank draft. Going there, Mithilesh copied Sahai's signature exactly. At that time, for the first time, Mithilesh felt that he could do the work of fraud. After that day, Mithilesh kept withdrawing money from his neighbor's account for a few days. By the time Mithilesh's neighbor came to know about this, Mithilesh has already withdrawn more than 1,000 rupees. After finding out, Mithilesh went to Calcutta, did his graduation in commerce and also started working for brokerage in a stock market. Now let us delve into the tales of forgery. He defrauded hundreds of people and used more than 50 pseudonyms. He used to change cities for cheating, and shockingly, he used to get his ideas from novels to how to deceive people. Natul Lal sold Taj Mahal thrice, Red Fort twice, Rashtrapati Bhavan and Parliament once. Natul Lal sold the Parliament by forging the signature of President Rajendra Prasad. The time the Parliament sold, all the MPs were present there, so the buyer thought he was buying the MPs too. It was said Natul Lal had more than 52 names. And Natul Lal was one of them. Disguising himself as government employees, Natul Lal had sold all these monuments to foreigners. He was also expert in forging signatures of famous personalities. It is said that he used to cheat many big industrialists like Tatas, Birlas, and even Dhirubhai Ambani. He used to take a huge amount of money in cash from them, saying that he was a social worker. He defrauded many shopkeepers of lakhs of rupees and used to take a large number of goods from shopkeeper and pay them through fake checks and DDs. Here is an incident of his conning a watch shop in the Connaught Place of Delhi. Surendra Sharma had a watch shop. One day, an old man wearing a white shirt and pants walks into the watch shop and introduces himself as D.N. Tiwari, the personal staff of then Finance Minister Narendra Tiwari, and gives a card to the shopkeeper and tells the shopkeeper that Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi's days are not going well, so he called all senior party people to Delhi for support and to present watches to all those who are going to attend the meeting. And the personal staff wanted to buy 93 watches from the shop. At first, the shopkeeper doubted the word of this man but could not stop himself from the greed of selling so many watches at once. The next day, old man went to the shop to collect the watches, asking the shopkeeper to buy the watches. He took a staff with him to the North Block, as North Block is the place where the office of Prime Minister and the senior officers is located. There he gave a bank draft of rupees 30,000 to the bank staff, to the staff as a payment. 2 days later, when the shopkeeper submitted the draft, the bankers told him that the draft was fake. Then the shopkeeper understood that the older man was Natul Lal, and after that Natul Lal continued to cheat shopkeepers in different cities in the name of Finance Minister V.P. Singh, sometimes as District Judge of Varanasi, and sometimes even as the CM of Uttar Pradesh. Natul Lal's high-profile crimes often got him major sentences. With his jail time reaching increasingly high numbers in Bihar alone, Natul Lal faced 14 cases of forgery and was sentenced to 113 years of prison. Natul Lal was arrested 9 or 10 times, but most of the time, he was able to break out and escape. His escapes were often very cunning. For example, in 1957, Natul Lal escaped Kanpur jail by donning a smuggled police uniform, bribing in cell guards by a suitcase full of money, then walking out of front gate, passing the guards who saluted him. The suitcase actually contained newspaper. Due to his repeated escapes, it is believed that he spent only 20 years in prison over the course of his life. The last time Natul Lal was arrested was in 1996 at the age of 84. Despite his old age and his use of wheelchair, he managed to escape again and was last seen by authorities on 24 June 1996 at the New Delhi railway station while being transferred by police from Kanpur jail to AIIMS Delhi for treatment, after which he was never seen again. In 2009, Natul Lal's lawyer requested that more than 100 charges pending against him must be dropped, claiming that he died on 25th July 2009. However, Natul Lal's brother subsequently claimed to have cremated him in 1996, the year he escaped in Ranchi. For this reason, his precise date of death is uncertain. He had two wives and he was survived by his one daughter. Natul Lal is considered to be the greatest con man in the Indian history. In India, the con man who pulled off particularly smart cons are often called as Natul Lal, and many Indian fraudsters say they were inspired by his career. His exploits have been compared to those of Fran Abagnale and Victor Lustig. Many of these purported schemes are believed to be myths, making them the act of piecing his actual history together very difficult. The people of Bhangra take pride in the fact that he belonged to their village. In 2011, the village even planned to erect a statue of Natul Lal at the site of his former house.